Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Wicked Funny Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Bowden. With me, as always, is Frank Gazzero.
Hello.
And Katie Arroyo.
Hello.
And we are
here. Oh, no.
Yeah,
are you losing it again?
It's okay. Just keep
going. I'm going. I'm rolling. We've had technical dick. We had technical dickolies.
Whoa.
And yeah. Now we're just trying to get back on track from the technical dickolies that just took place.
There was a delay.
I feel like there's still a delay.
Yeah.
I can't work under these conditions, and I'm trying hard.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay if there's a delay. It's okay.
Yeah, and there really, I don't think there will be in the final mix.
We're professionals and we can do it.
Yes.
You're doing great.
Thanks. See, I don't know if that was a delay or just Katie.
That was me.
Okay. That's what I don't know.
That delay was human.
That was a human delay. Okay.
Yeah.
Frank went through three microphones.
Good lord.
And now we're currently sitting with Frank holding a microphone. Like Michael Buffer, the announcer from that does the box, like Are You Ready to Rumble guy.
Yeah,
that's how Frank's holding the microphone now.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
Cool.
All right. So how's everybody's fucking week?
Good God.
Jesus Christ. Good God.
What's wrong with you? Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm trying to talk to you people.
You're having a hard time.
Well, it's mostly
there's a
you.
Delay.
There's not really
nobody
a delay.
Nobody else has a delay.
That's right.
So why am I the only one with a delay?
You don't probably
have a delay.
Yeah, you're just making it up.
There wasn't a delay right there. That was fine.
Yeah, it's you. Exist. You're just spacing out, and then you get mad that we're not talking.
Bullshit. If you go back to the front, when I said Katie Arroyo, yeah, to the fucking front.
Go
I
to the front
Katie
of the
Arroyo,
podcast.
And it was like, yeah, and you didn't say anything, so there was a delay.
Uh-huh.
And there was another delay right there.
Oh, God. A lot of the delay, I'm looking at you, it's just you spacing out or being mad.
Tell me a story, Katie.
I don't know. Once upon a time, there was a guy who had a delay. And he was very upset, and he went to the front of his podcast to look to see what caused the delay.
And it turns out to be his.
But there was
dumb
nothing.
yep.
There was. There was a delay. There isn't one now.
Okay. No delay. Frank, happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why didn't you say anything about your anniversary?
Oh, you mean last week?
Yeah.
Should we film the listeners on what the hell we're talking about?
Yeah, let's talk.
Frank and his Mexican girlfriend had a fucking...
And they had an anniversary the last time we recorded. What were you going to call it?
Yeah, last Tuesday. Yeah.
Probably something Mexican racist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'm glad
had
I cut
an anniversary,
you off.
Yeah. And she was in bed by the time I got home because we recorded like an extra episode. We went late.
Yeah.
But we had talked about celebrating it on Friday.
Yeah.
So... But she was turned out. She got a little bit annoyed that I was out late because she also wanted to spend time on the actual
day.
Yeah.
She wanted to get two anniversary treats.
Yeah, she wanted two anniversaries.
Yeah,
I'm glad you put the hammer down and said, "Nope, you only get one."
That's what I did.
Uno anniversario.
That's exactly what
you
I
get.
Did.
Uno anniversario.
Yep.
And that
he's
was
like,
the
"You didn't
did.
Clean enough."
Yeah. What did you? Yeah, you need to clean O'Moro.
Clean O'Moro.
For Duso anniversary. So what did you do for your anniversary?
We went out to eat. I got her flowers and stuff, and we went to Medicom in Warren. Have you been there?
No, I have not.
Did you get her flowers?
Awesome.
Did you get her flowers killed the cat like you normally do?
No. When I called the flower place, I was like, hey, can you get me, like, shoot, it said, like, only deliveries and, like, orders and stuff. So I said, hey, can you make me like a thing of flowers like right now? I'm outside your building. And the lady's like, yeah, I have some really nice lilies. Does she like lilies? And I was like, no, I can't get lilies again because they're poisonous to cats, and I've done that twice already.
Yeah. And you killed a guinea pig.
I didn't
kill
a guinea pig.
It's a lot.
But yeah, I went to Medicom Kitchen in Warren. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really good.
What did you eat?
We ate a bunch of stuff. We ate duck and I got a steak and she got pasta with lamb or something.
Wow.
Yeah, really good stuff.
That's great.
It sounds
cool
really good.
Egg yolks.
What did they do with egg yolks? Did they beat them right in front of you?
No, there's a technique where you can you can cook them at a certain temperature, and they don't harden up. They stay kind of soft, but they're all the way cooked.
Mm.
Okay.
And then you can like extrude them like noodles or stuff like that.
Extrude them like noodles?
Or put them in a piping bag and like basically it becomes like a sauce you can put on any kind of food.
Wow.
Yeah.
It sounds good.
It just tastes like egg?
Egg yolk.
Wow.
Like a runny egg yolk in an egg.
Okay.
It's awesome.
That sounds fancy pants.
Yeah.
It was reasonably priced. Very good restaurant.
How much you pay? How much would it come out to?
Came out to like $140.
$140.
But we ordered a lot of stuff and we got a bunch of drinks.
Yeah, when you guys go out, you get drinks.
Yeah, you do a whole thing.
Steaks and the duck.
And it was a special occasion, so we splurged a bit.
Did they drop that egg on the duck?
Huh?
How do they put the egg on stuff?
It looked like a noodle.
Yeah, but how do they do it?
I think they extrude it or use like a piping bag or something.
Oh,
like
all right. I thought they just like
dumped it on there.
Yeah, like dumped it on the duck.
No, it's like the whole preparation. You got to like do all this fancy shit with the egg yolks and then it becomes that texture.
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Hmm.
And then we went home and played Overwatch.
Wow. Yeah. What a treat.
Wow. Wow. Which one of you came first? Which one of you climaxed?
They saved all the coming for one.
The Temple of Anubis.
Yeah.
I told her that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to do it in the Temple of Anubis.
I'd do it in the Temple of Anubis.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is, but I just know I don't like
Chateau
it.
It's Gouyere or whatever.
It's one of the worlds in Overwatch.
Oh.
It's one of the maps.
It's like a
the
sexy
Temple
world.
Temple of Anubis. Yeah. No. Right before Frank busted his Blizzard world all over fucking Carson's face.
I want to know if they had Caprese cheese at that restaurant.
Yeah. Oh, did they? Did they have Caprese?
I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
They must have. Yeah.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's my favorite kind of cheese.
I know.
Caprese
cheese.
Great cheese. So that was it. You just went out for dinner, flowers, and she was mad that she couldn't spend time with you.
You ruined her anniversary.
Yeah, you ruined anniversary
she was a little
by
upset.
Being here.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. And I saw her sweatshirt came in. Was that a gift from you?
No, she did that on her own.
She bought
wow.
her own sweatshirt.
And she surprised
podcast?
Me. She didn't tell me about the stuff on the back either.
Pretty
yeah,
cute.
So, we'll tell the list. So Kirsten, I guess, bought her own anniversary gift, which was a Wicked Funny Podcast sweatshirt. And then on the back, she had Frank's Mexican girlfriend inscribed.
Yeah, she did.
It looks like a football jersey.
It does. It's pretty great.
Yep, so everybody knows.
So now everybody knows.
Everyone knows when she wears that.
Did you wear your Frank sweatshirt and she wear her
Frank's awesome.
Yeah, that's what you guys
together.
Need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should get t-shirts that just say Frank across the front.
Yeah, let's do it.
I think everybody should have those.
Everybody should have a Frank shirt.
Maybe it could say Frank on the front and do the Wicked Funny logo on the back.
That's not, now you're asking for two prints. That's more money.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I know, but it's cool.
Try to be cost efficient.
It's cool.
And if anybody wants a t-shirt, yeah, what are you going to get, Katie? Tell everybody where they can get a t-shirt and then tell them what you're going to get.
Spreadshirt.com/WickedFunnyPodcast. I'm going to get a t-shirt that says not Frank's Mexican girlfriend on the back.
Yeah. I'm going to get one that says legal American citizen.
Whoa. I'm wearing my Wicked Funny Brian Bowden. What is it? The Brian Bowden inspired logo.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
nice. With the
tie
dye.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you gotten anything from the t-shirt place, Frank?
No, not yet.
Do you know that we sell t-shirts now?
Yeah. Did you know that?
I do.
Did you know that?
I'm holding off on buying a t-shirt until I lose some weight.
Until you what?
Lose a little bit.
Oh.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Why don't you buy? Why don't you get the t-shirt and that'll inspire you?
Yeah, there you go.
Because it won't inspire me to lose weight.
What'll it inspire you to do?
Do you have to switch gears or something?
Maybe.
Yeah.
You have to switch modes.
It's just, I'm trying to lose weight now, so I figure I'll just wait until I drop a little bit and then I'll order a t-shirt.
How much weight are you trying to lose? Yeah.
I'd like to lose like 15 to 20 pounds.
You ain't losing 15.
You're not
going to
Yeah,
bro.
I was like, you're not going
to
lose 20 pounds. I don't know how to tell
you.
You
just started 10.
Why wouldn't I lose 20 pounds?
You're not even big enough.
Because I don't think you don't have it on you.
Yeah.
No, I did before.
Yeah, but you probably looked sick.
Was. Oh, yeah, yeah, I did. I did look sick. I need to lose like
5 pounds.
I don't think you really
could lose anything.
Let's say 10 to 20. I don't want to look sick, but like when I was around 175, I felt pretty good. And I think I'm like,
I don't know what I am now. Mm. I might be like 190, 195.
I was going to say 191 and a half.
Something like that.
So you're right around 191 and a half.
I feel like it would be really hard for your body to hold muscle if you're going to be that small.
Maybe it would be. I don't know. I just want to be a little thinner.
Yeah.
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 Well, don't we all?
Yeah.
I think I've lost weight during quarantine.
I think I gained it.
Did you? Everybody else did. Everybody else gained.
Yeah, it's like their whole thing.
Yeah, that was part of my thriving process. All right.
Wow, this is really flying.
I know. You guys are just a ball of energy right now.
I don't know. Like you looked like you were about to say something, but then you stopped.
You're doing a lot of pausing.
I thought somebody else was going to say something.
I thought you were.
No, that's not what we do.
It's like talking to a civilian right now. What do we do, Katie?
Sorry. I don't know. I thought we could make fun of Frank's. Frank has two anniversaries. I thought that was funny. You didn't bring those up, Frank.
You had two anniversaries, Frank?
Two? Well, technically, Tuesday, last Tuesday and last Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to explain anymore? We talked about your dinner. We didn't talk about how you
talked about your dinner.
Not everybody has two anniversaries.
Well, there's some confusion as to the day we started dating.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like we've been celebrating the 26th the past couple years.
Uh-huh.
But then I looked back through my phone.
Okay. Oh.
And, oh.
It appears to
deep research.
Appears to be the 23rd.
Yeah, he does do right? research every now and again.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So then
how long did it take you to go back that far?
No, I remember putting it in my calendar, like this is the day.
Okay.
So I had a rough idea. I knew like roughly where it was. Okay. So I just flipped back through the calendar.
Okay.
And so then we're like, what do we do? It's the 23rd or the 26th. So on the 23rd, I came here to record and stuff. But we had already decided, let's go out Friday night on the 26th. And we picked that date instead. Yeah, so it was like, it's a little bit of, it's super interesting though, isn't it?
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
It's not.
No, it isn't.
It's not.
It's not at all.
Okay.
Just pick a fucking day.
Well, we did the 26th.
And is that going to be it next
year?
Yeah,
that's it from now on.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good. Katie, are you satisfied with all that?
I guess,
Katie,
yeah.
Katie, you said it. Yeah?
I guess.
What did you want him to say?
It's just something fun.
That's Frank. You're not getting that. You get nothing fun out of Frank.
I just wanted to hear a little something fun, but that's all right.
No fun, Frank.
I shit my pants. Well, not my pants.
That'd be great.
Yesterday, it wasn't my pants. I was in the shower, and I had to fart.
No, come on.
It was like one of those. Go ahead. Those farts that are like those little like bubbly farts were just like a kind of fart.
Yeah.
It was one of those, and I felt a little right, and then another one happened. And another one happened, and then I felt it like fall out of my ass.
Stop it!
And I heard it hit the floor. So I was in the shower, no. Like I diarrhea in the shower.
Oh my god, no!
So it wasn't like a crazy amount of diarrhea, but it was enough. But the crazier thing was, I was in the shower, so like I'm all wet. I don't know if it's like on my legs or whatever. And I'm seeing it like block the drain.
Ew!
So the water's starting to fill.
That's not diarrhea.
And
that's
like
shit.
That's
covering
just
my, like, feet.
Poop.
And I was like, I don't. What do I do? What do I do? And I didn't know what to do. So,
Katie,
I kind of like
you're in the shower.
Scampered out and got on the toilet to finish the pooping.
What you
and
kept?
Then,
you had more poop.
Well, I wanted to be sure, so I basically sat on the toilet and I just pushed.
And then meanwhile, the diarrhea was just stomping up the shower.
Yeah.
Yeah. I turned the shower off.
Did you waffle
out.
Press it down?
Oh my
or did
God.
You clear
oh
it out
God,
with the
God, that
tissue?
Like gives me the chills.
So I had to sit on the toilet.
He's getting turned on.
I sat on the toilet. I had to call Kirsten, and I was like, Kirsten,
oh,
I need
no!
the toilet paper towels.
No!
You called her. Happy anniversary. I shit the tub.
No, what's funny is she had just got done cleaning the bathroom.
I wanted to murder you.
And then you go in there, and your ass is like a sprinkler. Click, click, click,
why
click,
did you
click.
Call her?
Because I needed cleaning stuff. I couldn't go out the way I was to get the cleaning equipment.
Oh,
so
my God.
I called her.
What?
No.
I asked her to bring the paper towels and the spray bottle with the bleach in it. And
You're in the shower.
How? And, how? I can't.
I don't know how it happened.
You can't just do a little. You couldn't do a little rinse and then go get it or something. Like, I don't.
No. And no, then, because I was really concerned about like having poop on, like that I didn't notice on my leg or something, and like,
oh,
and I
didn't want to just leave it.
She didn't walk in, and I wasn't like, "Hey, babe, look at my shit in the tub."
But
you know,
so,
she just kind of like stuck her hand through the door and placed the items.
So
on the
did
sink
you have to clean the tub with no pants on, like with your poo-poo legs, and then get back in the shower and finish rinsing?
Yeah, how did you do it?
Well, it turned out I didn't have poo-poo on my legs, but I was scared at first. But yeah, that's exactly what I did, though. I didn't get dressed. I just cleaned everything, and I like sprayed it with bleach.
Oh my
and cleaned
God
everything, and then I got back in the shower and took a shower.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
What a mess that is.
How much? Yeah. How many? What kind of a paper towel job was this? Like 2 paper towels, 17 paper towels?
How many squares?
I was pretty thorough, and our paper towels don't have squares. So
where do you get your fucking paper? What, do you steal them from public restrooms?
No, but that's the kind I have. So I order paper
towels. I don't even
Why can't
know
you just get normal shit?
Because
you drink out of deli containers. You have 90 rolls
yeah
of toilet paper. You have.
Why
you have,
can't you have normal
you
shit?
Have
Why can't you have normal
no
shit?
Yeah, no.
Why can't so, like, you have normal shit order that happens in a toilet?
Good one, Kenny.
I order cases of like paper towels that you would put in like a paper towel dispenser in like a business's bathroom because it's cheaper and you get like a whole bunch of rolls.
You know why it's cheap? Because they're shitty, Frank.
Yeah.
They're shitty.
But they last longer.
They're shitty.
No.
What, do you reuse them?
No, they're not as good as like Bounty paper towels, but
I feel
for
like
less money, you get so much more that they
but
last longer.
But you're using more.
Yeah.
But they last longer.
But you're using more.
If anybody in
yeah,
this,
look,
if anybody on this podcast should buy quality paper towels, I think it's the guy who shits his pants regularly.
Yes.
Well, I mean,
that would be me. But I know what you're saying, Katie.
What I mean is this. So like,
both
I
of
shit
you
my pants Sunday.
Oh, what? You shit like your the pants too?
Wait, when did you shit your pants?
It wasn't like a full shit.
When?
Sunday.
Yesterday. Sunday.
What?
Sunday. I was coming home from golfing. And I just had the bubble guts.
Am I the only one who hasn't shit her pants on this podcast?
It might have been you. You're Spanish, Katie. You might have called it churro.
Oh, okay.
And I was driving home, and I just felt that little blah, 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 and I'm like, oh man, I'm gonna poop. And I had to commit to the clinch.
Oh my god.
And it turns out I didn't shit my. I classify shitting the pants as if it hits the underwear. It didn't hit the underwear.
Was it just
you
very
just
close?
A turd between your butt cheeks.
Yeah.
No.
A little squishy. But
you're lucky.
But I got in the shower.
You're lucky
but,
it was solid.
I went. Yeah, I didn't do it in the tub. I pooped. I went poo poo in the potty like a big boy, and then I went in the shower and I got one of those detachable heads and I just like jammed it up my ass.
Oh my god! You're supposed to use that shower head for masturbating, not cleaning shit out of your ass.
Whoa!
I don't have to use that for masturbating because I don't know if you heard about my new job, Katie. They're sending me things to fuck in the mail.
But what are the chances that you would both shit your pants in the last week?
Yeah, when did you shit your pants? What day was it?
I think it was yesterday.
Oh, my
Monday
God.
Wait, was it?
We don't know. We weren't there, Frank.
Katie, you got to shit your pants, honey.
I guess.
Yeah, it was yesterday. It was yesterday, yeah.
I just right can't. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
I would be so upset if I shit my pants.
Have you ever pooped your pants?
The last time I remember pooping my pants, I was in like grade school.
Really? I'm good for like 3 a year.
What?
What?
Yeah, like 3 a year. Absolutely.
No.
And I got IBS.
I probably go like once every year and a half or something.
What?
Really? Yeah. It doesn't happen that often. Normally, it's only like the last time it happened. It was because what was it? I was dehydrated. I don't know. Kirsten gave me like these supplements to take. She's like, be careful though, it might make you poop. And within like a 20 minutes, I was like
pooping,
having explosive diarrhea.
But like you can't leave. Like you can't go to the bathroom.
Well, no, the thing.
I just don't.
All right.
Where are you?
When one shits their pants, right? I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but it's usually not a conscious choice.
Like,
yeah, nobody wants to
like
shit their pants.
I could go in the bathroom.
But okay.
But I think I'm going to shit my
pants. So I had a time where I was like 19 or something, and that it was in the mall, and or maybe 20, whatever it was. That was the first time I ever was like, oh my God, I have to go to the bathroom. any other time, it's just been like, yeah, I could go and I don't feel great, but I can wait.
Yeah, but you're not a big pooper.
I guess I just can't. I just feel like, yeah, I'll go poop, but like I could hold it if I need to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. A normal poop I can hold for forever. It's only when it's like a weird, something weird's going on.
Yeah.
Like I have diarrhea or I'm sick.
Or you're taking a shower.
Yeah. Or you're just randomly showering. Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well.
And what sucks is I had just cleaned my butthole.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Do you use a toothbrush for that, Frank? I don't know what the follow-up
question
is.
He had Kirsten. He had Kirsten give him a toothbrush.
Use Kirsten's toothbrush.
Yeah, now, when you tell her that you shit your pants and she comes in the bathroom to give you cleaning supplies for it, is she like affected at all, or is this so normal?
Well, no. Well, when she brought me the supplies, I didn't tell her what had happened. I just said I need stuff, and so she walked in and she was just like, "Am I gonna have to clean the rug in the bathroom?" And I was like, "No." So then I cleaned it up, took my shower, and when I got out, I told her, and she was like, "What? Why are you my boyfriend?"
Yeah.
I think is what she said.
Yeah.
And then
that's so
happy
much.
Anniversary,
yeah.
Day Thrace.
Then you were like, "It's me, baby."
Yep. It's me, baby. Frank Azzaro shitting his pants in the shower.
It's me, yep. Your boyfriend.
Yeah. Now look at my penis.
Yep.
Yeah. Like after that, do you try to have sex after that? I would be like,
yeah, did you have
no,
sex
I did not.
How
try
long
to.
Do you wait until you have sex? How long?
Frank Azzaro doesn't have to try to have sex.
Is it like swimming in the pool? Like how long do you wait after pooping your pants before you have sex?
I don't know. I would.
30
I would
minutes.
I would give it a whirl today. I would the next day. Well, who cares? I'm not embarrassed.
I'd try that night.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like that. I wouldn't be hesitant at all.
Wow.
To try to have
to
sex.
Just be I like, I know that you know that I just shit my pants. Can we
yeah,
please
I'm not
have
embarrassed
sex
in the tiniest, littlest way?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you say please when you want to have sex? Did you say, can we please have sex?
He goes,
no, I do not.
We better
say that.
Please have sex or else
can
I'm going to shit right here.
I will shit right on the table. Now please have sex.
Now please or else.
Please.
You better please.
Pretty please with a cherry on top.
You better please or I'm going to be so mad at you.
I'm going to be so mad.
I'm going to be so mad I'll shit right here.
And I'm not going to squish it down the drain this time.
No, I'm going to let it run down.
I did
down.
Consider squishing it down the drain, but I thought that might be grosser than just cleaning it.
I don't
yeah.
know. Yeah. And
probably.
Then the paper towels, did you like put them in a different trash bag?
Yeah, I like put them in a plastic bag and tied it up and like threw them away and stuff. Yeah.
And then brought it right into the
Frank
kitchen.
Frank walking out to the dumpster with a bag of his own shit.
Of his own shit, right? Yes. Oh, man.
Yeah.
2020.
It's wow. in the bathroom trash.
Quarantine wow, king.
Fun. Yeah.
No, that's me. That's me.
I don't know. I'm
that's
one
me.
That's what the quarantine
shit,
prince
man.
Does.
The quarantine prince shits his pants
yeah.
in the tub.
That's right.
Mm.
I think it's because the day before I ate a fiery jalapeno chicken sandwich.
A fiery jalapeno chicken sandwich?
I think that might have
been.
Did
you make it?
No, I got it from a restaurant.
Oh, what restaurant?
I don't want to say because I don't want to be like bad-mouthing the restaurant. I think it's a good restaurant and the sandwich is good. I think I've just noticed it lately when I eat hot stuff, I shit my
You shit your
out.
Pants?
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Well.
Noted. We still got to do that
yeah.
chicken wing challenge.
Yeah, I know.
I was just going to say.
Yep. That's going to be a tough one.
That will
what
be a tough
are the
one
two
the
of you yeah. going to do if you're both pooping your pants?
Nothing. I'm just going to watch Frank fill up his tub. All right. Well.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Katie, anything fun happened to you this week?
All my poop went where it was supposed to go. It was pretty boring.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
I'll give you a treat.
Thank you.
That's
you get a,
good.
You get a Scooby snack.
Thank you.
For pooping outside.
I can't wait to poop that snack out later. I just can't. I just can't. I can't
How
imagine.
How can it disturb you so much? Like shitting.
Oh, I'm sure
no,
everybody listening
shitting.
Wants to hear about how Frank shit the tub.
Yeah,
you know
it's more just
a
like.
Couple people that genuinely. Would like to hear about you shitting the tub. And then there's people that probably listen to us while they're at work.
And they're
like
now
all their coworkers are walking by being like, Frank Azzaro
this
shits
is
the tub.
Yeah. I
well,
think
what are you listening to?
It's just like poop. Like even at work, I don't mind fleshy tumors growing out of people's skin. I don't mind vomit. I don't mind like phlegm. But for some reason, poop bothers me. And I don't know why.
Yeah.
Even your own poop?
My own poop is like fine, but I'm not like, ooh, poop.
Yeah, I mean it's still like gross, but like glitter. Yeah. But like other people's poop is worse than your own.
When Katie shits, it's like a glitter bomb went off in the toilet.
It is.
But like if you shit your pants, like nobody enjoys it, but it's not like a big deal. You just
I would change, be like, oh my god, I'm ill.
Well, I mean, yeah, you probably are sick if you shit your pants.
Yeah.
I'm the illest and I shit my pants 3 times a year, baby.
Oh man. That's just so much.
You should try it. You should do it just once.
Shit in my pants? I did in grade school. I remember all of a sudden I had like a big turd.
Do it as an adult. Do it as an adult.
I don't think so.
That'll be your punishment next time.
Yeah, I have to shit my pants. I don't even think my body would let me.
I don't think it would either.
It would just, I hold
women
it in.
Don't poop. So last week I was sad.
Okay.
Because it was my birthday week.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm changing the subject. Are we done with poop?
I think we're good.
We talk about how I battled depression and won.
Yeah, let's talk about it. What'd you do?
All right.
Point one for Bowden.
So I went on my normal birthday depressive kick.
Yep.
And we talked a little bit about it last week. We talked about how you guys dragged me out for a drink.
Yeah.
And then I saw that thing that Craig Gass wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started reading about radical acceptance.
Okay.
Living with the Heart of a Buddha. It's a book.
Uh-huh.
The book is called Radical Acceptance, Living with the Heart of a Buddha.
By who?
How?
By Tara Balcom? Balcom?
So how did you get your hands on this book?
My counselor told me I should read it.
Okay, that's
when
good.
When I was in my counseling session.
Yeah.
And every time he says like, oh, why don't you read this, read that, I'm like, nah, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
And then I just happened to have like a free book on Audible.
Yeah.
From all my Amazon Prime purchases. So all those dumb things that I bought that you guys made fun of me for got me this book.
Wow, they saved your life.
Wait, how did you get a free Audible book with Amazon Prime purchases?
I don't know. It just happened.
That is
did
weird.
Did you have to sign up for Audible?
I don't know.
Double check because, you may have signed up.
Yeah, they will charge you.
All
right, well, fuck it. I'll look.
It's $14 a month.
I've signed up for Audible twice.
What? For books?
Yeah.
They should be free.
They should, but they're not.
What?
Also, I like to buy books to support. I buy books to support the authors.
Well, authors should just give out the knowledge for free.
Social comedians.
But they should pay for this content.
Who's paying to listen to this right now?
This sounds like a good time to bring up our Patreon.
Patreon.com/wickedfunnypodcast. Yeah, I've signed up for Audible twice to get the initial free book they give you and then immediately canceled the account.
I don't know. I guess maybe they teamed up. I don't know. Either way, it said the book was free.
Just double check. But so either way, all right, so you got the book.
And I listened to it. Oh, yeah. And I just related to so much. And it was like such an eye-opening thing about, you know, why you act
like,
certain
what did they
ways
say?
To a certain thing. All right, so it's just about, like, a lot of it is just being in the moment, you know? So today there was a thunderstorm.
Uh-huh.
And I just went outside and I enjoyed the rain and the thunderstorm. I just sat out on my little back porch there and I just listened to the thunder and I felt it in my, like, you know, and like it was so close. You know, when you hear thunder, you can just feel it.
Yeah.
That's what I was feeling. I was feeling the thunder, but I was just enjoying it. I was like, I wasn't thinking about anything else.
Yeah.
It's a lot of meditation.
Mindfulness stuff.
What?
Mindfulness stuff.
Yeah, just being, you know, mindfulness.
Watching your breath, stuff like that.
Shit like that, yeah.
Yeah.
But then there's different things, you know, like they had this story about a tiger.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why you're laughing, Frank. Why are you laughing?
This is like when Frank hears about how people get treated in a racist way.
Yeah,
and
but
he
yeah, how
laughing.
You were how you were racially profiled, and Frank thought it was the greatest thing in the world.
The only time
I don't
Frank,
know why it's
the only time
I laugh when I hear people. God, what?
No.
Yeah, whenever somebody calls Katie a pendejo, fucking Frank loses his
the
mind.
The only time Frank is serious is when he's talking about taking a shit, not in a toilet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then he has reverence.
No laughs with the poop talk. I started talking about fucking enlightenment and self-care. And Frank laughs in my face.
Well, it's because you were like, and then there's a story about a tiger.
There is. All right. So
okay, go ahead. Tell us about your tiger.
So there was a tiger in like a cage, and it was like a 20-foot by 20-foot cage.
Okay.
And the tiger was in the cage because they were building him this big, huge...
like compound or whatever.
Compound, yeah.
Like
yeah.
a Playboy mansion, but for tigers.
Yeah, like a big mansion.
Yeah.
But then when they released the tiger, he still stayed in like a 14 by 14 foot area of this big, you know, compound. Yeah. You know, he had like a waterfall. He had a lake. He had toys to play with. And they're like, oh, how come the lion isn't going? Because he stayed where he was comfortable. And he stayed because he was comfortable in that 14 by 14 foot cell.
Uh-huh.
So when they were Frank, stop laughing at me, Frank. Frank's laughing
See,
at me.
See, and you told me.
How, why? What was the original number?
It was like 20
by 20. All right,
so it was 20 by 20.
That's all right.
And but that's where he was comfortable. He didn't want to leave that. Yeah. And I related to the tiger because that's how I am. When
I've heard a similar story about dogs.
Yeah?
How if there's like a dog like chained up to a tree like for a long time, everything's chained up, years and years later sometimes like if you take the chain off he still just assumes he's chained up and doesn't try to go away.
So what are you supposed to learn from this story?
I'm learning how to radically accept myself
but
and
like,
be in the moment.
What are you gonna do about your cage?
You know, what's your cage, Brian?
Because I think your story was kind of like, oh, the tiger was happy in his cage. But Frank's story was the dog was basically conditioned to think that that's all he could have.
Yeah.
I think that's the same thing.
Yeah.
I like my story
too,
better.
Exactly. But
I think
it's supposed to be more like Frank's. Like the tiger was just like, oh, shit, I don't know how to go out and get my other waterfalls.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, eventually, well, if you let me finish the story, the tiger eventually went in the waterfall and had a great fucking time.
Okay.
So what are you, what is your case?
Yeah.
You know, and then there's also the story about this prince that went out, but when the prince went out, he went, like, the prince was in this castle.
Okay.
But the prince went out to see the people, right? But then what happened was all the hand servants of the king would hide all the people with leprosy and all the poor people. So the prince never saw it. So he was never mindful of what was actually out there. You know, so the prince felt safe in his own little world.
So what did you learn from that story?
Yeah, how does that apply to your life?
Nothing. I just wanted to tell that story.
I think a lot of these stories are like when Ash told you to go out there and try dating.
Yeah, it is. And we saw how that turned out. It put me in another depressive spiral where I needed this fucking book. So fuck Ash and his stories. I'm going with Buddhism.
Okay.
But like, what's the acceptance
part?
All right, so the acceptance part is like, you can't change the past, right? The past is the past. The past is reality. The past can fucking destroy you, and it destroyed. Stop laughing,
I'm not
Frank.
Laughing.
He's still laughing.
And Frank like, can't handle it.
Like he can't
it's
handle
too
it.
Too much.
So the past can cripple you, right?
Like,
you know, it can cripple you, and you can dwell, and it's so easy to dwell in a negative way and spiral down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to spiral up.
Okay.
He's laughing
again.
No, just
again. Go it's ahead. Tell us about your spiral.
It looks like Katie's not wearing pants.
What?
It looks like
I'm
Katie's
wearing
not
shorts.
Wearing
go ahead. Tell us
what
your
the
story.
What the fuck is going
I'm
on?
I'm wearing shorts.
I'm trying to.
All right. Tell us about, I'll move my leg. Tell us about your spiral.
No, put the
go
leg
ahead.
Back up. I liked it.
Tell us about your spiral.
Tell us about your depressive spiral.
Yeah. Tell us about how you're going
to
spiral
it
up.
Down to, you can't change the past. You can only react to what's happening now.
Okay.
You know, and that's why I said, like, when we went out for those drinks and when Craig wrote that thing, it's like, I was able to see what I had around me and appreciate that rather than dwell on what I didn't have or what I want.
Yeah.
You know, I was able to be in that moment. And that's kind of where I'm at with this radical acceptance.
Well, that's good.
Well, that's... Yeah. So do you have like a daily meditation practice or something?
I meditate before I go to bed.
What kind of meditation do you do?
It helps me fall asleep. Well, I do a guided meditation.
Wow.
Is it the person from the book?
No. Well, they have meditations in the book, but they're so hard to find. So I usually just Google something or like YouTube it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But yeah, it helped out a lot.
Wow.
That's great.
Radical acceptance.
Look at you.
Accepting shit radically.
Yep, just accepting shit radically. Frank, can you give me another Waterloo, please?
Have you finished the book?
I have not finished the book. I'm about halfway through. Oh, the chapter we're at now is about relationships and being accepting of relationships.
Wow, what do you think about
and,
that?
It's hitting me hard because it's fucking... it's hitting me real hard. Because it's about how... you never feel you're good enough, and you always want to be accepted.
Uh-huh.
And that's usually my biggest thing, right? Like, that's why I do comedy, because I want to be accepted, and you constantly want to help people out.
Yeah.
And radical acceptance is knowing that there's going to be times when you can't help somebody
out. Wow.
You know, and you can't be there for somebody, you know, but you do what you can for yourself in those moments. And sometimes the best thing to do is nothing.
Yeah.
They were these fighter pilots, Frank. You'll like this story. Frank, there were these fighter pilots.
Uh-huh.
And they were to fly up, and they were supposed to go to the highest atmosphere that a plane could ever go, like almost break the Earth's atmosphere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what happened was these pilots are going up. They hit where the air is so thin they can't handle the aircraft, and they just spiral out of control, and they try to fix everything. And these pirates are just falling and dying. Then there was this guy. His name's Chuck something. I don't know his last name. Okay. Chuck something. We'll call him Chuck. Mm-hmm. So Chuck was up there, and Chuck did the same thing. Hit the plane started flipping end over end, and he couldn't get control, but he ended up knocking himself out, and the plane just fell. And then eventually he woke up. He realized he was falling. He was like 7 miles from where he was.
Good Lord.
And then he just turned on the jets and fucking flew normal.
Wow.
So sometimes the best thing to do is nothing in certain situations. And sometimes the best thing to do is just sit outside and just enjoy a thunderstorm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only problem is you can't fuck a thunderstorm, right?
That's true. But you have your other job for that.
You enjoy one with... Yeah. You can enjoy one with one of your toys.
Yeah. Yeah, I got those toys. See? Radical acceptance, you guys.
There you go. Crushing it.
Can't fuck a thunderstorm.
So what specifically have you been accepting?
Yeah.
Loneliness.
Okay.
Is that what it's about? They want you to just be like, look, you're lonely.
Yeah, they want you to sit in your bad feelings.
No. Not sitting in the bad
feelings. I don't mean in a bad way, but...
Like, no, it's like not sitting recognize in your bed. It. No, it's accepting what's happened.
Yeah, but exactly. You know? But don't you feel like sometimes we have a negative feeling and we don't want to feel it, so we just do all sorts of crazy stuff to make us not feel it?
Yeah, but now you're hiding the emotion. That's why people do drugs and alcohol.
Or refuse to go on dates with people.
And that suppresses the feeling, and it makes you happy for a little bit, but you're still not dealing with what's going on.
Yeah, so then if you would just accept that, then you kind of have to sit with it for a little bit, but then you can do things to actually change it.
Yes, Frank, you have a question?
No.
You're making a face.
All right.
Oh, he's just
Is he done laughing?
Again,
yeah, I was going to say.
Are you done laughing at me, Frank?
I'm not laughing at you.
Okay. I'm not laughing.
No, it's cool. It sounds good.
Katie, do you have any other radical acceptance questions?
What's your goal? What are you going to try to accept the most?
But the goal is to be happy.
Okay.
And you know what? The goal is to be more, I guess, outgoing.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
More outgoing and less fixated on negative things.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Accept the negative. I will accept negative things that happen because negative things are going to happen.
Yeah.
But not stay fixated on it and deal with it and
nice.
Yeah, move on the best way that I can.
Good idea.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm happy you got
that. Boy, that was a massive yawn.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm so tired. I'm happy that you got the potential.
Sorry to bore you.
Maybe you could have made those stories a little better.
Sorry.
You could have punched them up a little.
You could have punched them up.
Yeah, if you could have punched them up, put a little humor in them. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I didn't really connect with the tiger character.
The tiger character.
Yeah, like we're like he had no backs, no character
development. Yeah, we don't know his backstory.
A thousand apologies.
Yeah,
you're just gonna have to radically accept the fucking story that I told.
I'm accepting it.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry that hot sauce makes for. Go ahead.
No, you go. Sorry.
Yeah.
How about hot sauce? You're sorry it makes me shit. Is that what you're gonna say?
I was gonna use it as a transition to be like, but you know that you still have to complete your trivia challenge to prevent you from potentially eating hot sauce.
Oh yeah, I'll still do that. I still eat hot sauce all the time. I just know if I have too much, it's gonna come out of me pretty hard.
Yeah.
All right, and Frank, what were you going to say?
I don't know.
You lost it?
Oh no.
I think I lost it. Did
Man.
I? Yeah, I think I did.
Sorry.
I've been on a real big Mountain Dew kick lately too.
Really?
Yeah, I've been drinking a shitload of Mountain Dew. And not like regular Mountain Dew, like other flavors of Mountain Dew, like Code Red and Voltage. And I think
That's
I have Liberty Brew Dew.
Whoa.
That's what you've
all
been
I can
accepting.
Do with soda is like
no, but you know what though? I've been enjoying it. I haven't been hoofing it down. I've been taking sips and enjoying every bit of it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You're savoring the Mountain
Less
Dew.
Social media.
Less social media, more Facebook. Mountain Dew.
More Mountain Dew, less social media, more
That's
Mountain Dew.
That's what they always
Dew.
Say.
Radical acceptance.
Yeah, I read a lot of articles.
There's
yeah,
a direct that. Correlation for me where the less time I spend on social media, the better my mood is.
Yeah. Because yeah, you're always arguing with people.
I'm less frustrated, less whatever. You know,
yeah.
Especially during the COVID stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it's everywhere. It's too much. We know that people have been arguing on Facebook, Katie.
Yeah.
They have been.
Haven't they?
They have
Haven't
been.
They? Who's been arguing on Facebook, Katie?
We have. Your magical group has a troll.
Well, no, yeah, not just that troll. There's
oh, you mean
somebody
Ash?
Else that loves that group.
Ash
has been loving the real commentary page of Freedom of Speech.
He can't.
Ash has been in there fucking
I'll hear
throwing Molotov cocktails into the comments section.
I hear him laughing and I'll be like, are you on that fucking group again?
I love
he
it.
Loves
I
it. He,
love
I was
it.
Like, he loves it more than Frank does.
Yeah,
that's
oh,
great.
It's so great. And Frank, now do you have the information that I asked
I
you
have,
to bring?
I did gather some, but it's not like super entertaining.
Right.
Yeah,
but, yeah, no, it's not. But we need to fill the people in.
Yeah.
So the troll that Katie speaks of is Saul Goodman.
And there's a few things to break down about this Saul Goodman.
Yeah. So Saul Goodman started putting up stuff in the group. I don't know what the fuck he put up. But every once in a while, he's like, I told you I would wait 2 weeks before
so
commenting
weird.
In the group.
Yeah.
And, it's like,
and I'm
it's
like, who did you tell
goes,
this
I
to?
I told you I would wait 2 weeks before commenting in the group. And those of you that know me know what I am doing. And apparently, Saul Goodman is conducting a fucking experiment in the Real Coventry
it's
page
just so
of
funny.
Speech.
Yeah. He claimed he had a hypothesis and he was testing it by basically, he basically posts... provocative political things. So it might be like, but there a lot of them are really long. Like
they're so
like
long.
Paragraphs.
Like it's a lot of copying and pasting
so
happening.
Yeah, a lot of that. A lot of spelling errors, bad grammar.
Tons of spelling errors.
Nothing he says is logical or makes any sense.
Yeah.
And
no.
He's gathering data and he promised to reveal his identity at some point in the future when the experiment is done.
And that's the thing. I want to know who Saul Goodman is.
Do you? I don't even care.
I don't care, but it's like, dude, clearly you're a troll. Clearly your name is not Saul Goodman.
Yeah.
You're putting up this crazy shit. People are fucking reporting him left and right.
Oh, they are.
And here I am, the moderator of a freedom of speech page. And I'm like, I want to delete it, but it's also freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech.
That's what Saul's doing. And I thought it'd be funny to like, let's try to figure out who Saul Goodman is.
Yeah.
You know, it's also worth pointing out that's the name of a character from Breaking Bad in the show Better Call Saul, right?
Yeah.
Saul Goodman. And he spelt it wrong.
I know, poor guy.
He spelt it S-O-L.
He can't spell.
So Frank, up top of the paper that you're diddling on, so Katie, do you think Saul Goodman is a male or female?
I feel like it's a guy.
I also feel like
it's
a guy. Okay,
a guy.
So write down a male.
I feel like it's a male. Definitely white. Yeah.
And Saul Goodman said that they were going to reveal their true identity.
Yeah.
And,
but also, like, who cares?
I'm going to tell you right now, if Saul Goodman does not reveal their true identity in
you're going to lose your mind.
Time,
no, you got to let him finish his experiment.
He
needs
said
enough time
when he was going
to finish his experiment.
I'm so curious as to what this
I mean,
experiment.
You can't rush science, you know?
You can't rush science.
I think I know exactly what the experiment is, and I think he doesn't realize that. If he's honest, if he's sincerely trying to conduct some kind of sociological experiment, I think I know what it might be, and I think he doesn't realize that he's ruining
it. Yeah, that you're not supposed to
you're not supposed to tell people
you're
having an experiment.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you can't tell the rats we're having an experiment.
It's also clearly like, the experiment has something to do with like how people respond to different types of things he's posting.
Yeah.
But he's putting up provocative, controversial stuff and being combative in the comments, so he's guaranteeing a negative response from people.
I just think it's funny that he slipped up a couple of times because he would try to he'll comment everyone's names incorrectly to get them riled up.
He does.
Which is funny. And then
but what I love
go ahead
oh god
but someone
no, you
someone
go.
Got him mad and then like, he forgets that he's not supposed to get affected by what people say. So someone, like, called him out on something, and he was like, oh, he wrote, like, well, actually, someone was like, well, what have you accomplished or something? And he was like, he gave this laundry list of, like, what he feels are his huge accomplishments. I was like, oh, you got that's to great. Him.
So funny.
The scientist has been cracked.
It is. It's fucking, it's so funny. And at first, like, the first couple posts he put up, he was just getting, like, beat the shit up. And now it's at the point where, like, the people that know what the group is and the people that listen to the podcast are starting to, like, catch on.
Yeah.
And now, like, he'll put something up and people will totally dismiss it.
It's
and just
so
be
great.
Like, yeah, no, you know.
Write this down in my notebook.
Saved by the Bell was my favorite TV show.
Yeah.
Or, like, but it is good watching people play along with Saul Goodman.
Yeah.
I don't want to say Goodman. I want to say Goodman.
I can't wait to see the results.
I cannot wait. So, he did say, I believe it was one of these fucking
what?
Things. One of these posts.
Which one?
He said he was going to reveal who he was.
Yeah, I have that in here somewhere.
Oh, when did he say he would reveal who he was? Because I want to give him till that day to reveal himself. And on that day, if he does not reveal himself, I want to kick him out of the fucking group. And everybody's going to say, you can't delete people. You're fucking freedom of speech. It's their look, it's not a real fucking person.
Yeah.
So I can delete them. Is that fair, Katie?
I guess.
All right, good. Katie agrees.
You should probably just announce. Do we care, though, about him?
I don't know that we could do it and nobody will fucking know.
I don't think we care enough about him.
Yeah, like I almost want to delete him just to stir shit up in the group.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'd be concerned that people would be like, you can't, you're kicking people out when you got mad when you got kicked out of
Yeah, you can't do that. Yeah. Just let him post.
But he's not a real person.
But yeah, that's the thing. He is
that's
not
the thing.
Yeah.
He's not a real person. He's clearly in there announcing he's not taking the page seriously. We let him do it for fucking so long. All I'm saying is, be a person of your word. I'm going to say person because we don't know what Saul Goodman is. Be a person of your word and come clean when you say you're going to do it.
Did he say he was going to come clean? I didn't even pay attention.
Yeah.
He's just so wordy. Worse than me, and I'm very long-winded.
And I like it when he calls people sheep people.
Sheep people. I love that. Sheep people. Sheep people. He calls them sheep people.
Listen, you sheepable.
Yeah.
Quit being such a sheepable. But anyway, Saul Goodman conducting experiments in the real commentary page of freedom of speech. And I will say,
he said in 3 weeks' time, and he posted that on June 23rd.
June 23rd. So in 3 weeks' time from June 23rd.
And he promises to share his data with the group.
Oh, so if he doesn't share his data on, what is it, July
13th? He has to submit his book report. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and I want to see the work. I want to see references. I want fucking pie graphs. I want to know what Saul Goodman has been doing. I'm Saul Goodman.
You
want to
see the results of the experiment.
2 weeks from today, really.
Yeah, 2 weeks from today. So that's what day? July 13th. 14th. July 14th. If we don't know who Saul Goodman is by July 14th, we're hanging him.
Whoa.
In the fucking country. we're gonna kick him out of the group.
Yep.
Fuck Saul Goodman.
Fuck Saul Goodman.
But I do like how, I do like what this group is turning into. Like, it's serious, but it's also very fun at the same time.
Yeah.
And I also, like, there was one post, some lady goes, this really isn't even a town group. I'm leaving. And then everybody was like, fuck you, bitch. Get the fuck out,
so
motherfucker.
Intense.
It was so great. It was so funny. And, like, whenever I see petty posts on the other groups, I'm like, hey, we need more of this on the commentary page. Of like, whenever people bitch about fireworks, I'm like, no, bring that over here.
Oh, my God. We can't. We're in the middle of an experiment.
Yeah. It's so great.
It's pretty
and,
cool.
And in other news, the Coventry Tards changed their name from the Coventry page of freedom of speech. They changed it to, what did they change it to?
Only things we like to hear.
Something like that.
They changed it a second time, though, to something
they changed it a second
worse,
time.
To something worse.
Yeah, but now it's We the People of Coventry, Rhode Island.
I love it.
Jesus Christ.
We the People.
They were like, we know we've read one of the lines of the Constitution. What was it?
Yeah.
I almost want to change this group name to The real people.
No, we the real people.
We the real people of college.
Oh, that would be fun. Oh.
I don't know, but it is nice not seeing us being talked shit about in that other group as much.
I kind of wish they still were.
Yeah.
I guess.
Me too. It's funny. And it was about a year ago that we went in there and said, well, I went in there and said that Frank killed a bear. And they
They got really mad about that.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to get death threats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
But I didn't. You got all the shit.
I got a couple death threats.
Nobody got mad at me. I got a message from someone who, Tom Bobek.
Tom Bobek. Yeah, he tagged you.
Somebody asked about they needed a DJ and someone to play a violin or something like that. And Tom said, like, tagged me and he goes, oh, Frank Azera is the best. He's the best violin player in Coventry.
He's the best violinist DJ there is.
And I commented, I said, yep, I'm a DJ violinist, $250 straight cash. And then the woman messaged me and she's like, hi, do you have a sample?
I know, that's so terrible.
And then I was like, I'm sorry, that was a joke. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. You should have. Oh, that would have been so fucking funny if you took the gig.
I could have sent her like a
clip
of
something
like
else.
The devil went down to Georgia or something. Yeah, this is
what
me.
A nightmare.
Violent.
It is great, but that's that. And our creepy corner contest, it has been going off without a hitch in that.
Yeah,
people have been voting, commenting, and that's been fun. We put up one today,
yeah,
which was a week ago. If you're listening to this on Tuesday next week,
it's too much.
What all happened right to you?
I'll do it. Listen, we've got.
Wait, did you say today?
He
if
said
you're
today
listening
a
Tuesday,
week ago.
Week?
If you're listening
no,
today,
no, we put up a poll today, which was a week ago. If you're listening to this on Tuesday, mm-hmm, which is a week from now, which is completely accurate.
It is. It's just a lot. Basically,
yeah.
Next week, what we're going to do is we will announce the top four from each week, right?
Yep.
And then we're going to post one more poll with the top four for you guys to vote on your best, favoritest creepy coroner message. And then in 2 weeks, we will announce the winner.
Yes. Good job.
Thanks.
Katie.
So you can still go back nice and vote for yeah other ones. Or if you're one of the people that submitted the creepy coroner and you want to get people to vote for your creepy corner, you still have time.
And you can do that on the Real Coventry page for freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's where we have all the polls. Just go in there, type in creepy corner, and you'll see all the polls. And we've got some good ones. And coming up on a Patreon episode that already came out, we're going to do a whole episode of the leftover.
Yeah, because what happened was we like posted two a week, and then this last week, after we posted the last two, we got so many more Creepy Corner submissions, so we were like, let's just put them.
And we have even more.
Yeah.
Katie, there's more that I haven't sent you. Like, there's much.
I was on the page, and I saw the message icon, and I just hit it, and it was just like images.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
It's fucking bananas. So, yeah, we're going to have a whole Creepy Corner Patreon episode. Frank, tell them what the Patreon website is.
Patreon.com/WickedFunnyPodcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go there, and you can hear it, and and that's it. That's all I have this
week.
Katie, do you have anything else you'd like to say to the people? You want to plug your Pinky Promises
podcast? Yeah, we've been doing
Laura Manischewitz.
Yeah, we've been doing a weekly podcast where it's called the Pinky Promise Podcast, where we talk about awkward, embarrassing growing up stories. And that's it.
How's that going?
Pretty good. We have people write in every week, and some of the stories people have sent in are pretty funny. And next week we're going to be talking about boners.
All right.
Okay.
Some boner talk on the Pinky Promise.
Yeah.
You Pinky Promise talk about boners, Katie?
Yeah, Pinky Promise.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do an episode about shitting your pants. We'll see.
Yeah, do a shitting your pants episode. You have Frank on as a special guest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, Ash, he put an offer in on a house, and it got accepted. So I guess we're going to be moving in a couple of weeks.
Whoa!
Oh, where are you moving?
Right, really, like 5 miles from our current house.
Oh,
what are you going to do with your house?
I'll sell it. Hopefully, we'll see.
Oh, you could rent.
I'm going to try to sell it. If I can't, I'll be a slumlord.
Yeah,
be a slumlord.
Yeah,
that's the way to go. Fuck yeah, this is a miracle. Anyway, so for Frank Azero, I'm Brian Bowden. Thank you all for listening. Radical Acceptance and Shit Your
Pants. It's going to be called the Radical Shits episode.
Radical Shits.
Radically Accepting Shit.
Can you spell it S-C-H-Y-T-S? Radical Shits.
Why?
Because it's funny.
Let's make it funnier. Why?
It's like spelling guns with a Z. It's fucking cool.
All right. I'll think about it.
All right, thank you. All right, so thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.